Support for 30 Days of West Virginia Music is provided by Kinship Goods, proud supporter of DIY music and the arts. Locally shipped worldwide at kinshipgoods.com. Do you think there's going to be a time when you guys, you know, could be making this music, but elsewhere?
I can see maybe at some point in our careers, maybe having to leave to progress it, but I would always like to come back here. I'd like to keep West Virginia as our home base because we've had such good experiences here and we've always been here. So I can't really imagine being anywhere else. Yeah, it'll always be our number one place to be.
I'm Joni Deutsch, and this is 30 Days of West Virginia Music, a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting and A Change of Tune. Throughout the month of June, we are celebrating some of the folks who are making the West Virginia music scene wild and wonderful. 30 days, 30 brand new West Virginia music interviews. And today, a dreamy sister folk duo with rich roots in the Mountain State. This is Whiskey Victor. Can you guys introduce yourselves and who you are as a band?
I'm Anna Kate.
And I'm Shannon.
And we are Whiskey Victor from Morgantown, West Virginia.
And what is Whiskey Victor? What is the significance of this name?
It comes from the phonetic alphabet for West Virginia, WV. We're both from Morgantown, and so we decided we wanted to name the band after the state.
It's an adorable name, not gonna lie. I'm surprised that others haven't done it before you, because it seems like it sounds great, but it also has that connection back home.
Yeah, definitely. We're lucky to have it.
So how did you guys, I mean, you're sisters, how did you guys begin playing music together?
We've always just played around, but our cousin started a cystic fibrosis charity concert last year and needed people to play for it. So we kind of formed the band so that we would have like an official thing to play for.
Yeah. We needed an official name.
Yeah, so we needed a name, so we formed
like
a band.
That was like the first time that we actually gave ourselves a name, but we've kind of been playing together for
ever.
When you guys were younger, did you go separate paths for music? Where was one person like more of a singer-songwriter and the other person was more like instrumentalist? Or did you guys have a similar background in what you liked and what you did?
Well, we both started classically, and Anna started in elementary school playing the viola. And of course, being her younger sister, I followed in her path. So so she started with the viola, and then she started studying voice, and I did the exact same thing when I was old enough. And then as we got into high school, she started playing the guitar and went more towards that. And I continued to play the viola and voice and stuff, and so we've kind of gone in the same path, but she's gone into more of a guitar, singer-songwriter thing, and I'm still being classically trained.
Yeah, so it mixes well.
Yeah.
What kind of music do you guys grow up with? I mean, if you're in college right now, then I assume you guys are kind of 90s babies.
Yeah, yeah. We kind of just listen to whatever our parents listen to. I think they have pretty good taste in music. We listen to a lot of Cake and like Gillian Welch. Stuff like that, just kind of all over the place.
Yeah, there's a variety of different things. She was, because our family is from more central West Virginia, and so they're very bluegrass oriented. And so when we would have family reunions when we were younger, we would all get together and have like a big bluegrass jam session and stuff like that. So it's been a variety of different things.
Yeah.
Did you feel pressured into getting into that particular genre, or were your family members like, whatever you want to do, music or otherwise, we support you?
Yeah, I don't think there was ever really any pressure to go into music at all. I think that was just kind of all we've ever done, and there was really nothing else for us to do. So it was just kind of like a natural progression into getting into classical music and then going from there.
Well, I wouldn't call it your new release, because you don't exactly have an official right. new release, but you do have singles out. I was wondering if you'd be able to kind of walk us through those singles, which are what, Oslo, Left for Dead, and Hello Brother.
Well, Hello Brother, I think, is probably the oldest one of those songs. I wrote it when I was in high school, probably 2010. So it's 7 years old. So We recorded the guitar and vocals at Zone 8 Studios with Mark Poole in Morgantown, and then came home and added the rest of the instrumentation on Logic and our computer. And then the rest of the tracks we recorded at home. I think Left 4 Dead is the newest one. Also, I wrote my freshman year of college. So they're all just older songs that we've kind of revived after we started Whiskey Victor to fill them out and start playing them live.
And so you're saying Hello Brother recorded 7 years ago, 2010. At that time, you were probably in your teens?
I was probably, let's see, 2010. I wrote it when I was probably 16 years old. And then we didn't record it until 2013. So it was 3 years by then before we actually got it down.
Wow. And you guys were self-motivated in doing that. It's not like you had any other like adults saying like, you should go out and do this. You're like, yeah, we're totally going to record this single and make it professional.
Yeah, living the rock star dream.
Well, I mean, seriously, for that, I mean, granted, you do kind of have that musical background. Mm-hmm. But for you all to just go out and do that and probably know the equipment and everything involved with making it sound like a produced release, that's great.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was a good experience to get to go in there and see, like, how it works and learn the ways of the studio.
And you said that Mark Poole was involved in that, and he's a big member of the Morgantown music scene up there, especially with his work with the Phantom Six. How did you get him involved in the process?
He played, I think, in 63 Eyes a while ago in Morgantown, and my dad was in a band called Granny's 12 Gauge, and I think they used to play shows together around town, like at the 1-2-3. I know my dad knows him, so he suggested, when I told him that I wanted to record, he suggested that we reach out to Mark and see if he could help us out.
Yeah, I think when my dad's band, Granny's 12 Gauge, was recording, they recorded it in Mark Poole's studio.
I'm thinking the answer has always been right behind my back. But the problem for me is always, how do I get that? Remember a time when it's been easy. Doesn't matter if it always rhymes, it just doesn't please me.
Who else in the West Virginia music scene have you guys worked with, whether it's like with recording or shows?
We've played shows with one of our good friends, Martika and William. They're a bluegrass band from Central West Virginia, Hacker Valley. And Emily Adil from Summersville, Key to Adam.
Buchanan.
I think they're from Buchanan. We just played a show with all three of those bands in April, and they're all very, very good, and it was a fun time. It was another benefit for cystic fibrosis.
So looking around, I mean, you haven't been touring or playing West Virginia for, you know, a long, long time, but enough that right. You kind of have a taste of what it is. What's been your favorite part of playing and recording in the West Virginia music scene?
Probably my favorite part has just been the community around the music scene here. Everyone just really wants to help everyone out, and everyone's just super supportive. We play at Jerry Run Summer Theater in Cleveland, West Virginia. It's beautiful. It's my favorite place. And Dusty and Renee, who own it, are just the nicest people. And it's really cool to see the community that they've made there, because there's not really a big town, but people really come out and support each other and support live music, and it's really cool to see it happening.
And I guess you're seeing that too in Morgantown. I mean, I know you've played a few places up there. What's the one thing then that you would like to see change? Or the one thing that you, when you do a show, you're like, it feels like this one thing is missing to make this experience better for me or better for the crowd?
I think probably more. Starting in Morgantown as a small band, the only place you can really get booked are restaurants. And that can make it kind of difficult to start off because people pay attention, but it's not like you have a sit-down audience to watch. Some venues that would book smaller bands to have actual shows like as openers or something, just like an easier system or some way to help out smaller bands finding these places to play.
Well, what about, you guys are going through the music school, right, at WVU? Mm-hmm. How's that education informed what you're doing now as a musician?
Well, I think we incorporate classical music a lot into our music. We call ourselves harmonic baroque folk, And I think the Baroque part of that comes from the fact that Shannon plays the classical viola in a lot of our songs. In the singles we have now, she plays it, I think, in Oslo is the main track she plays it on. But then working the harmonies together, we're both classically also trained singers. So we're able to use, like, the techniques we've learned and everything to make sure that we can get our harmonics, like, on pitch.
Yeah, and I think not only our education, but also the community of the School of Music has really helped, because we have very supportive professors and friends in the School of Music that are really trying to help us get out there and kind of make our name, I guess.
Have the alumni helped in any way? Or is it really just been the people that are on campus that you meet on a daily or weekly basis?
It's pretty much just been the people on campus.
Yeah, that we work with directly.
Yeah, and like professors, my vocal professor, Rob Chafin, has been a big help to kind of launch us and spread the word around the School of Music. And then all of our fellow musicians who are also studying kind of have spread the word. And that's pretty much the biggest thing when starting out, is letting people know that you're there.
Hello, brother. Where you been? I find another now and then. I've been waiting at that door. You've been playing. Found some more. Oh, oh, oh.
Well, you guys, you know, one of you will be graduating soon. The other, you know, you still have a few more years left at WVU. What will happen to the duo? I mean, are you guys planning on staying in Morgantown, or?
I'm definitely planning to stay at least in the area, so that we can keep going on, because it would be a shame to stop now. We're having so much fun that I can't imagine leaving it.
That's also good to hear that you guys like each other so much. Again, like going back to that whole sisterhood thing, like you guys could easily hate each other or not even have similarities in the music or working together in that capacity. And sounds like you guys are actually, you can live with each other.
Yeah, we work really well together. It's
we're nice. Very similar.
What's the process for making music? Is it, you know, one doing mostly songwriting and the other does melodies, or do you guys kind of share those responsibilities?
I like to say I draw the picture and Shannon colors it in. Like, I'll write the basic chord progression and the lyrics and everything, and then I just kind of hand the song over to Shannon and let her fill it in, because she plays so many different instruments, I can't choose what goes with it. She kind of figures that out from there. And she can always say, like, I don't know if that's working out. And then I can tell her if something she does sounds really bad.
That's honesty of sisterhood. That's great.
Yes, right.
What is your advice for anyone when you start out in music, especially in the Morgantown area?
I would say just make sure, I hate to say market yourself as a band, because I don't like really that side of it, but really market yourself. Keep like active social medias, keep making sure you send emails to people to see if you can get booked. Make sure your friends tell people. It's all about like networking and marketing and just getting the word out there, because the more people hear about you, the more shows you'll get, and the more people will spread the word.
And your social media is great, and your website is great. That is some of the things as a media professional looking into interviewing an artist or learning more about them, like those resources are so helpful, because I'm able to see professional photos or photos of you performing or where you're going live next, or even just like SoundCloud links of good recordings of your songs. It is so, so helpful in what I'm wanting to do. Yeah. So I absolutely agree. Getting those resources together in one place, it just makes it easier on everyone, whether you're a listener or someone wanting to encourage more listeners to find your music.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously your name has the roots of West Virginia in it.
Mm-hmm.
How is your music West Virginian, or how does it have that Mountain State feel to it?
Well, a lot of our lyrics reference mountains. I really like mountains, and I think that's one of my favorite parts about growing up here is the scenery, of course. So a lot of the lyrics kind of represent that. But then I think a lot of the music represents that too, because specifically with Hello Brother, we have a very full sound. And it kind of, to me, seems like the kind of feeling you get when you just like walk out and see these huge trees and mountains and stuff. It kind of all fits in there, I think.
Where do you guys see yourselves in the next year? What are the things that are on your plate? What are the things that you want to accomplish by, you know, 2018?
Well, hopefully we'll get this EP released. I would like to work on a full album and more live shows. I'd like to start playing in the region, because so far we've only played in West Virginia, but I'd like to start trying to get more of like a national name out there, playing more shows maybe in Pittsburgh or Maryland and Virginia, just kind of around there and start spreading. I mentioned Martika and William earlier. They're really good, and I'd always thought it would be an interesting mix to hear our music combined with some bluegrass, because Martika is a very good banjo player. So I would really like to incorporate that in. I think going on tour with them would be really interesting because we're two completely different sounds, but I think that the people who like either of our music kind of like the other one too, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I'm curious, when you might think of Appalachian music or, you know, banjo or anything to do with like mountain music, mm-hmm. you might think of, you know, this kind of like archetype images of like, you know, men with long beards and yeah. like stomping on the ground, which in, you know, some cases is true. You all talking about how you love to incorporate that into your kind of more, you know, harmonic folk pop. And it's nice to hear.
Well, we definitely love it. Foggy Mountain Breakdown is my ringtone. It's my favorite song.
I'm sure your parents would love to hear that too.
Who knows what would have been? I know it should have been. But she opened the door and left the truth inside. Aren't you so lonely now, trying to figure how to shut the door and let the truth inside?
What's one thing about the band or about the music that you hope to convey that you want people to know about before, if they've never heard of you before?
That's a good question. Well, I think that the mixture between classical and this folk thing that we're doing is, it's kind of a challenge, and it's really fun to see how we can use those techniques that we've spent so many years perfecting to work on something completely different. And I think it's really cool because it's interesting to show people what you can do with the classical music, that because when I went into music school, I wasn't really excited about learning classical music because it wasn't what I wanted to do. But I think it's really cool to show that you can go and learn that stuff and then use it for something completely different than what you're kind of groomed to be in music school.
Okay, so I guess final thought. What is like the best story of a show that you guys have had? I know you talked about Jerry Runs Summer Theater. You could talk about that again, or you could talk about some other like funny or most memorable experience.
We played at the Asylum in Lewisburg, which is a restaurant and bar. It's a really nice place. And we played there, and there were these people sitting right in front of the stage, and they kept talking to us in the middle of songs. And it was kind of hard to play music while they're talking. But
they also kept shining their flashlights on us, but we were like five steps away.
Yeah, they were giving us spotlights. And then after it was over, one of the guys took his hat off and he was bald, and we got to sign his head. And I mean, that's a pretty interesting experience. It was just kind of a weird thing.
To happen in a restaurant.
Yeah, to happen in a restaurant. And then these people were standing probably 3 feet away from us while we were playing, talking to us. And
it was shining lights.
Yeah, shining lights. It was just interesting.
I hope you signed his head in Sharpie.
Oh, we did.
Yeah, we did. And he had to work the next day at 4 a.m, I think.
Watch him be your number one fan as you progress in life. He'll be the one, and he'll take his cap off every time, and he'll be like, you remember, I got a tattooed on my head after you signed it in Sharpie.
That would be a little obsessive.
But hey, that's great marketing. He's like a walking billboard.
Oh, so definitely. Very true.
Everything is free now. That's what they say. Everything I ever done, gonna give it away.
Whiskey Victor hopes to have a new release out this summer, but you can find their singles now on SoundCloud and their Facebook page. 30 Days of West Virginia Music is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting and A Change of Tune. This episode was written, edited, and produced by me, Joni Deutsch. Our assistant producer is Nathan Thomas. Our digital promotions come from Josh Saul. Our theme was composed by Matt Jackford and performed by Montana Skies and John Query. You can hear more West Virginia music on A Change of Tune, airing Saturday nights at 10 on West Virginia Public Broadcasting. Follow us on social media. Let us know if you just fell in love with a brand new act through this series. We're at A Change of Tune. And for more West Virginia music chats, make sure to go to wvpublic.org/wvmusic and subscribe to our podcast feed. I'm Joni Deutsch. Thanks for listening.